This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, despite all of their lies, all their propaganda, all their bullying, all of their mob rule, all of George Soros' foreign stolen money from countries he's collapsed, and the roots that go back to his Nazi collaborating, despite everything they've done to this nation, trying to destroy due process, trying to destroy innocent until proven guilty, trying to turn this nation into a total leftist-run police state, like one giant police state college, run by the anti-free speech, anti-family, anti-gun, anti-God, anti-free market scum, despite them throwing everything they had at the American people in Congress. Trump's poll numbers are up. Kavanaugh got confirmed by two more votes than they thought. And the poll numbers are all coming in that you're seeing people deserting the Democratic plantation in ultra-massive levels. And you see the economy surging since the best level since the early 1960s. You see the entire globalist program in deep trouble. But they are going to strike back big time. Now, I've got a lot of amazing clips of the left that our own Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz shot on the ground in D.C., inside the Senate buildings, inside the Capitol, outside the Capitol. We have incredible footage of men, women, and children being assaulted, women being roundhouse kicked by men literally wearing feminist pink uniforms, purple uniforms, old people that are pro-life being attacked. It's all coming up to show you the insanity. And in their public threats, their public intimidation, with their whole Hollywood culture projected onto these people, these low-level minions who, again, literally behave and act like what I would expect central casting for a mental institution to be. But I was trying to recast, you know, the folks for the remake of The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I would cast these people. And then you've got the weird, corrupt, aged, Skeksis-like, crone-like villains from Lord of the Rings or something. Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them just running around, foaming at the mouth, trying to command their throngs. But there's a paradox here. The more their people come out and act like hateful, spiteful thugs and run around and go crazy and call everyone rapist by extension with no proof to all make themselves victims. You're raping me! You're raping me! And I don't know what it is about these women. I mean, they all look like they should, you know, be back with their cats at their house. And I'm not saying women shouldn't be out doing political things. I'm saying they look like crazy cat ladies. There's actually a theory. They say about 20% of people that have cats have a brain worm parasite that actually programs the brain and controls it. It's been proven to make you want to have more cats. And the smell of cat piss, which the brain fluke basically programs into you so that you keep more of the cats around and keep spreading the larva. And it's been, of course, there's a similar larva that gets into snails and controls their brain and sends them to the top of trees to be eaten by birds to be crapped out yet again. And the crap is eaten by snails and the whole cycle continues. That's not the movie Alien, 1970, whatever. That's real. Now, there it is. Toxoplasmosis. So and they've done some studies in India and in Russia where they cut open crazy cat ladies. Like, why would they have 50 cats? Why were they so insane? Why are they man-haters? And a lot of them have the brain worm. This is not a science fiction movie. So many feminists, you wonder why they're so insane, why they're crazy, why they're covered in cat piss. Their olfactory nerve is taken over. They hate the smell of testosterone in men. This is in studies. And they worship the smell of rotting cat piss. So they are the zombie hordes of the apocalypse programmed by cat piss worms.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, we've got so many incredible clips we're going to be playing today. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe them for you. The TV viewers obviously can see it on stations across the country and at Infowars.com/show. But you've really got to see this to believe it. Mental illness on parade. It's a bunch of people that have liberal arts degrees and that have degrees in theater. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But just everything is like a bad junior high play mixed with a good dose of mental illness. And everyone follows the same chants, and it's just giant, bizarre pity parties, and it's all about being dysfunctional and lying about people, and then just banging on the doors and trying to open them. And by the way, I've tried to go get video of the Supreme Court building, and it's the most protected building in D.C., even over the White House, I'm serious. And they run over, you've seen the footage of this, I've got footage of it, and say, turn your camera off, you can't tape. And then I talked to the guy. He said, well, you can take for 5 minutes, but don't walk across the street and get near the building. That was like 5 years ago. So, but they said, oh, we're going to let them do it. And so you had over 400 arrests in the last few days, last number I saw. We've got all the footage coming up today of them attacking pregnant women, them attacking old people holding up pro-life signs. That tends to trigger them most. Roundhousing a man, a famous feminist man. He's well-known. And worship by the left, roundhouses and kicks a pregnant woman. That shocking video is on Infowars.com. Just roundhouses her right in the head. And she's being very, very polite to him. But just, they can't hear you disagree. And most of them have jobs, either university suppressing speech or public school suppressing speech or private school suppressing speech, or they work for the government and bureaucracies, as you've seen with Project Veritas hidden cameras, suppressing speech and doxing people and sicking the IRS on innocent Christians and veterans groups and conservative groups and law enforcement groups, just harassing people. They have no honor, no nothing. And so their entire mission is to dominate control. But the number one thing you find that they're involved in is being professors. And the biggest group of these are these crazy, power-tripping 35-something professors who are, I mean, we've got hours of video that our own reporter shot live. And we have HD also at Infowars.com. You got to go see this for yourself. And it is the most incredible footage you'll ever see of these individuals freaking out on anyone else's speech and saying you're not allowed to have speech and attacking people and just hysterically screaming rape, 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 rape. And so they've so dehumanized people over and over and over again that it's just seen as acceptable to attack women by men as long as they're wearing pink or purple. They're like in a cult. It's like in the Roshnish cult or something, you know, that was out in Oregon. And, of course, he's got a pentagram on around his neck. He wants to empower women. And, of course, he's famously been videoed before also attacking a pro-life woman from behind, tackling her, reportedly. That's in Paul Joseph Watson's report on Infowars.com. So we're going to be getting to all of this today because they're promising to radically escalate all of this in the next 30 days. And we're now 30 days out from this incredibly historic election that is about to take place. And everyone seriously needs to understand that I got a whole stack of them doxing more members of Congress, threatening to kill people, promising to riot, Soros, you know, giving the orders to MoveOn.org. They're going to go absolutely ape. So this is a time to be extremely, extremely vigilant. Now, let me get to the big news when we come back from this first break. We're going to get into why Trump is so incredibly successful, why America is so incredibly successful, and why America could come back so quickly. And this is why George Soros and the Democrats and the big global media want me off the air. This is why no one has ever been persecuted in the U.S. like this in modern time. No one has been banned and attacked and deplatformed and demonetized. My credit is basically perfect. The fact that I don't have any debt is a blow against me. Literally. We have the best rating you can get in merchant banking. It's like not even 0.1% chargebacks. That's right. And we have the highest ratings on that just anybody can get. People cannot believe the rates we have. 2%? I mean, the Pentagon doesn't have that. Walmart doesn't have that. So we had perfect, almost perfect score. Just like our app had 5 stars, 2 million downloads on Apple in just a month, and they banned it. 5 stars. They said they'd never heard of one with a perfect score. 5 stars. Oh, but Tim Cook last week said he curated it like it's a museum. And got rid of it because, oh, my God, we launched it 2 weeks before everything else got banned. It got downloaded 2 million extra times. It went to number one in news, was going towards number one total in the world, so they banned it. So that's what I'm getting at here is, folks, this is draconian. And now they're going after our other payment processors. And the payment processors are like, no one even knows the payment processors. We don't know how they find out. Is it the CIA? And I'm like, yes, it is. It's the Democrats inside the Justice Department that are running it. We have confirmed it. The Democrats have left people behind in government at the Justice Department and CIA, and they're operating and ignoring most of what Trump says and doing whatever they want and working with big tech and big banks. And this is criminal and it's dangerous, and the president needs to move against it. And he's trying to, and his own people are blocking him on the executive orders and on criminal action against big tech and others. And I can tell you, before we even started getting demonetized, which is a red level emergency, folks, it's a real serious blow. Worse yet, beyond crippling is that they're successful. If they continue to do this to me, they're already doing it to millions of other people around the world, it's the end of this country, ladies and gentlemen. And when I was talking to folks at the White House and people in the campaign high level and others, they said recently, they said, listen, this is like 3 months ago. They said, Alex, it's not getting kicked off big tech. That's the big issue. That's big. It's going to be demonetizing everybody. They're already trying to do it to the NRA. The NRA could barely stop them, folks. They do that, they've got your Second Amendment. Do you understand? They're coming for everybody. They're criminal bullies, and they're trying to bully the Senate, the House, local police, by police getting killed, and CNN goes, well, cops deserve to die, they're bad. Go under our UN program, you know, under Strong Cities, under Loretta Lynch, and we'll stop having you killed. That's where we're at. We're being terrorized. These people are acting as terrorists. They had a Wired magazine article last Friday saying that I'm an information terrorist and that I terrorize people. Listen to this show. I want peace. I want justice. I'm covering real issues, and I'm bringing America back. You're bringing America back, and it's why they're angry. It's why the globalists are so incredibly upset. It's why they can't stand what's happening, because they've been suppressing it artificially, and the fact that it's coming back is absolutely driving them crazy. So when we come back, what they don't want to hear, what they don't want spread, what they want to block you from getting out, but they can't stop you, is Trump's remarkable week, Trump's incredible winning streak, and why it's happening, and their move to try to block it, and a bunch of Trump clips, the left is going crazy, what's coming next, and so much more. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread the live links of this show right now to everybody.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So something really important is happening, something very, very special. And that's why you see the ire of the ruling class in this country that really just sold us out to foreign corporate interests. That's why you see them flipping out, because they know that their old tried and trusted systems of intimidation, of mob rule, of bullying aren't working anymore. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So people ask, why are we under UN control? Why are we under IMF World Bank control? Why are we under Interpol control? Our law enforcement at the federal level basically takes orders in many cases from Interpol that was headed by the former deputy of the entire military. He was like number two in the Chinese military, civilian head of the Chinese military, and he was the head of Interpol, and he disappeared last week. And I said, I bet the Chinese government grabbed him because he wasn't following all the orders they had to spy on Americans and spy on dissidents, which he was doing, reportedly. That's right. The Chinese former deputy head of their armed forces and the former deputy head of their Navy, the South China Sea, their Navy, the Chinese are famous for shipping drugs around the world. Oh, they'll deal drugs all the world. They just don't let you bring drugs into China or they execute you. Yes, this gentleman, Interpol's president, is reported missing in China. Prompting inquiry. Well, we find out days later the government grabbed him up. People are like, wow, the Chinese were running Interpol. Yeah, when you check into a hotel anywhere in the world that's industrialized, Interpol gets a record of it. Not the FBI, but the Chinese communist. It's like, I told you, they own Hollywood. They own 98% of the rare earth minerals. They've got all the major deep water ports. They've got almost all the industrialization, all the big Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan investment. Because they got a billion plus slaves and the globalists went over there 60 years ago when they didn't have running water and knew that they had high IQs and set them up to destroy us. Because they used their people like toilet paper. And so President Trump comes out and says China's the big threat. They're meddling and they're allied with traitors in our government. Absolutely. The Russians don't even show up on the Richter scale. Who do you think is in bed with the Chi-Coms? Soros. Who do you think is in bed with them? Juncker. Who's Juncker? Unelected head of the EU. Look into it. So these are the real power players. And the reason they want me off air is the key to the whole puzzle. Because people always ask, well, why don't more people in Congress stand up? Because they dox your house. First your dog disappears, then one of your kids. You think Soros or the Chi-Coms got in power because they play footsie or tiddlywinks? They're not playing games. I'll say it again. China's killed five times what Hitler did. Look it up. Yeah. They got the all-time murder crown. The heavyweight champion mass murderers of the world. And weighing in from communist China with a total of 115 million of their own people killed, not to mention over 100,000 Tibetans in the last decade alone, and climbing the undisputed mass murderer champions of the world, the communist bloodthirsty dragon. And it's backed up by Juncker and the unelected EU, 330 plus million people, headed up by the grandson of the richest Nazi, his father an SS officer, himself the owner, by conquest, of Luxembourg, reportedly one of the richest men in the world, so rich his wealth secret Lord Juncker! Now I'm going to get to Trump's total winning streak when we come back. And how they're going to strike back. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to get serious with you. Because here's the deal. I've been on air 23 years. And let's just say I've seen a few things. I've been through some things. And I'm always going to step up to the next fight. I'm not going to back down. It's not in me. Because these people are bad. So I can't roll over to it. It's just instinctive. It's spiritual. But let's just say this. They are absolutely running my ass in the ground, as you can see, every day in the newspapers, television, you name it, to start the first domino going over with all their lies and all their propaganda. Now, talk radio, conservatives see through it. You've been through it forever. You saw what they did to Sean Hannity or Limbaugh or anybody. People get it. Conservatives and Christians, we get it. But we're not on the offense most of the time. And so I'm just going to say this right now to everybody. Publicly, they do a lot of bad stuff, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I asked for it. But behind the scenes, and I have reasons not to get into all of it, it's next level. And it only makes me want to fight harder, how evil they are, and how corrupt, and just seeing the true face of evil, smelling it, touching it, knowing it. But these people are real, like the worst cancer your body can get. They are as bad as it gets, okay? And they go after anybody stands up against them. Now, enough people... You read about it in history, but you see it in movies where one guy stands up at first, nobody else helps him, but even if he gets killed or succeeds, it spurs others to stand up. We've reached that point where people are starting to stand up in mass, so they're trying to intimidate even more, and now it's not working, so they're really getting freaked out. But the reason you don't see people going public is the international system's really bloodthirsty and really criminal, and other nations don't have any basic freedoms and at least get away with whatever they want. And so they've got a lot of servants and minions worldwide that are willing to carry out this evil. And they're trying to destroy me and InfoWars in front of everyone to scare everybody else. They know they're not scaring me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but, you know, I go into a mode of I don't have any fear. The fear is not standing up against them. But you need to know, though, InfoWars' future is in your hands, and I'm very happy to have gotten, let's not exaggerate since the ban, 50-something new stations. A lot of them are gigantic. They're all precious. Talk about radio stations, big ones, big cities. I hate to even mention them. The leftists will harass them, but the owners and station managers, they know. They're seeking us out because they're tired of this. They see through it. And they get that Trump's the only one that's totally broken through, despite the fact he's lost over $1 billion of his own money and everything in this fight. He's paid a lot, folks. He's doing nothing up there for his own interest except for freedom, which is his total interest. And so I am in your hands. Trump has broken through their lies. He has broken through and shown their fraud. And now they're trying to destroy me. And then next they admit is Tucker Carlson and then Sean Hannity and people like Matt Drudge. But Matt is super influential but very smart to keep his head down. If I could have kept that position, he's totally out front also, you know, almost like the invisible wizard. So he has the best of both worlds. I'm not in that position, and I am absolutely here to tell you that I am 100% in your hands. And however God moves your heart, just understand that literally, temporarily on this planet, I and my family and this crew, who are totally dedicated to great people, are in your hands. My life, my name, my children, my treasure, my sacred honor is in your hands. So when you tell local stations about us, or you promote the broadcast, or you share the links or articles, or you buy product at InfoWarsStore.com, you are changing the world. And without you, we would not be here. But I'm telling you right now, more than ever, folks, I need your help. I need your prayers, and I need your financial support. We got products you need. So go to InfoWarsStore.com during the break. They're trying to stop this recovery. They're trying to punish me for standing up.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So let's get into the really good news and why the globalists are so incredibly desperate, because they thought they had this country under their full control. But right at the last moment, 2 minutes to midnight, the American people, the populist movement, all of you, and I'm not just saying it to make you feel good, you are the tip of the spear. Our audience is the tip of the spear. You are the Paul Revere's. We grabbed it away from them right at the last moment, right as the door was closing. And so the globalist had the leftist-controlled CIA and the analyst department, not the whole CIA, and the Justice Department and others literally go do an assessment, even during the 2016 campaign, of InfoWars and Trump and others. They had a plan to shut down our populism even when Hillary won. They were going to try to stamp it out. So now that's why they're so panicked. So, but beyond shutting down independent media and censoring everybody, their main goal was to suppress the economy. And in the WikiLeaks, they say, we want people poor. We don't want the economy growing. We want them to want to be on welfare. We don't want the market to be so good. They want to go out and get good-paying jobs. I mean, it's so cold-blooded. We covered it all the time. So they don't want us on air to be able to remind people of all this. And that's why they're going after InfoWars, because if President Trump, and I know all of you know this, but we've got to get this out to our friends, our family, our neighbors, everybody. If he can continue, he's probably only got 25-30% control of the executive right now. Top analysts are quoted as saying that. Trump's only got partial control of the federal government right now, and he's already turned stuff around massively. Can you imagine? Well, you think the Chi-Coms are going to have 10% growth rates for the last 60 years, but we haven't had a 10% growth rate in over 100 years? America had a 10% growth rate for almost all of its first 150 years. Did you know that? But now, oh no, 3% is impossible. They're liars. They sold us out on purpose, and Trump knows that. So they call it mentally ill. I've got articles here with Colin Powell. Trump's insane. The world thinks he's nuts. Washington Post, you name it. America's global order can be saved. Liberal internationalism has long been supported by a three-legged stool: fear, hope, and political leadership. Yeah, fear of nuclear war. That's why you don't want peace with North Korea and Iran, all these places. And Trump's doing it through strength, forcing him to the bargaining table. Instead, the leftists and the globalists and the neocons give weapons to Iran and give weapons to North Korea and then let them get out of control. And Trump goes, I will blow your ass off if you keep doing that, or we'll build superhighways and hotels everywhere. How's that sound? See how that works? Real diplomacy. Real Americana. So, let's continue here. Trump understands this, and he understands that you've got the lawlessness and the bullying and the out-of-control behavior of the left, and suddenly all those blue-blood Republicans that were intimidated by mainstream media and were intimidated by CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of it, now they get that actually being attacked by that's a badge of courage, and getting death-threatened at their houses and their wives getting sent videos of beheadings. You know what? That didn't intimidate them. That made them angry. So you're seeing now that Lindsey Graham's off his leash and John McCain's dead, that suddenly he's voting good and acting good and being who he wants to be and being popular. And suddenly all these other blue blood Republicans are acting like Donald Trump because of one word: leadership. What is leadership? It's not giving motivational speeches. It's not wearing the fanciest suit. It's not landing in the nicest helicopter. And people see that as leadership. That's fine. Real leadership is being a leader and doing what's not popular or going against the grain because you know it's right and being proven you're right and that you have the instincts and the know-how to turn the society around. A leader has the sixth sense, and they have the courage, and they have the spirit, and they have the will, and they have the physical prowess, and they have the commitment. They have everything. There are a lot of people acting like they're leaders, but there aren't really a lot of them. A leader has to love life so much they're ready to die for their people. And my people are the planet Earth and our great vision and our great opportunities. How far we've already come, we are like gods with our technology compared to the ancients. They would see us as gods. But we aren't half as chivalrous or strong. All the numbers and statistics and the graves they've dug up show. You know, people 5,000 years ago were twice as strong as we are today. The people they dug up in Britannia and the people they dug up in what South Africa today were twice as strong as the people today. Think about that. Now, there's a curve. People are getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker with industrialization and then drugs and working out and getting back into exercise and went back up a little, but nothing compared to 5, 6, 7,000 years ago. People were, the average woman was stronger than the average man. I mean, you read stuff from like 1,000 years ago, accounts of Vikings ripping people's arms out of their sockets. So, they want us weak. They want us controlled. They want us dominated instead of us bouncing back from our de-evolutionary plunge that we're in, that the globalists have organized in their own admissions. And so Trump wants to build a pro-human future. He wants to build rugged individualism, just like Teddy Roosevelt did. He wants to have that American exceptionalism like a virus spread across the world and not conquer the world through force, but through ideas. Instead, the communist Chinese and mass murder and socialism and Tim Cook saying, accept China and bring censorship here. He's all over the news saying, round up dissidents, I'll help you do it. They're monsters. Where is our soul? Where is our humanity to say no to them? And so, yes, I've shown the leadership and the audience has shown the leadership, because you're not an audience, you're in the arena. You are leaders of every race, color, and creed. And you're willing to talk about the New World Order, and now everything we talk about, world government, George Soros, AstroTurf, the Federal Reserve trying to kill the economy, all of this information, ladies and gentlemen, all of this information is now mainstream. And they're going, where did it come from? Who is the guy that keeps starting it? Who is the guy that continues over and over again to be the one that's first causing the chain reaction? And they keep saying, it's two people. It's Donald John Trump and it's Alex Jones. And I keep telling you that because it's not about bragging. They want me destroyed because they don't want you to have a focal point and a place to come together. They don't want to validate you. They want to make you feel alone. So in this trifecta, there, and I'm just telling you, because the enemy already knows this, there's the president, there's Matt Drudge, and there's Alex Jones. And they want all three of those taken out. But the good news is, you tune into Tucker Carlson, it sounds like the Alex Jones show, but probably a better interviewer and better guest sometimes. The point is that it's not Tucker Carlson imitating me. It's the truth, and now it's safe to say it. Same thing with Sean Hannity, and same thing with every other major talk show host now. That's what leadership's about, is being the test pilot, hitting the barbed wire, and that's what you're doing every day, and that's what Trump's doing every day, is making it okay to tell the truth, and the control freaks at the universities and big media and the globalists, they don't know what to do because they haven't been able to intimidate and shut anybody up the last few years, and our example is shining through, so they're trying to bring in Chinese communist style Mark of the Beast stuff where you can't buy or sell or have bank accounts if you criticize the New World Order, hoping that will intimidate you. That's not intimidating me. I want Congress to act. I want you to call the White House. It's antitrust. It's racketeering. It's cartels. They're working in concert. It's discriminatory. And we're going to defeat this. We're going to stand against this in this republic, and we're going to turn back the tide of evil because we don't have a choice, because we're not going to turn our children over to this evil. Now, I'm asking you, are you with me or not? And I know you are, but we are the center of the fight. We are the standard up against the enemy. We are the flag, and they're coming for it. So rally around InfoWars today and support us and spread the word, because it's more critical than ever. I'll get to Trump.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
A midterm coming up, an election. Historically, whoever's president, I don't know why this works, but whoever's, I guess people get complacent. You know, hey, we just won the presidency. Now 2 years later, we have an election, so they're complacent. And then we always win in the next one, which is, as you know, the presidential election. We always win. So far, I'm dreaming of those candidates. I see those candidates before my eyes. Every night before I go to sleep. Sometimes while I'm sleeping, I love them so much. Cory Booker. Pocahontas. I've got more Indian blood in me than Pocahontas, and I have none. I mean, sadly, I have none, but I have more than she does. Why do you say you're of Indian heritage? Well, my mother told me I have high cheekbones. That's the answer. Do you have any documentation? No, we don't. Oh, I see. You have high cheekbones. Well, I have high cheekbones, too. Hey, maybe I'm an Indian, and I'm going to do very well. But think of it. This is her reason. The whole thing's been a fraud, but that's okay. You know what? I want to be careful. I'm taking out so many of these people. I'm hitting them so hard that they're disappearing. And I don't want to do that. Because I may get somebody. somebody that's actually good to run against me, that would not be good. I'll take out all the easy ones, and maybe I'll get stuck with somebody that's actually good, but I don't see any on that side. Well, Sleepy Joe Biden, who ran for president two or three times, you know, they say only twice. I think I remember a third time in there. But he had 1% with an arrow pointing left. That means 1% or less. And then Obama took him off the trash heap. Well, he's one of the people. Remember he challenged me to a fight? I'd like to take him behind the barn. I'd love that. That wouldn't last long.
I mean, Joe Biden looks like he's a reanimated corpse. He got 1%. That's right. He's a total loser.
That wouldn't last long. Go like this. He's down. And he'll never get up. He will never get up.
But that was Biden trying to create the view of violence, this whole attitude of attack the Republicans, go beat up Rand Paul and break six of his ribs, shoot Congressman Scalise. That's what they're pushing. I've got a whole stack of news in that area. I'm going to get into it, a bunch of clips the next hour. But I wanted to play some of these clips of Trump yesterday, and the speech he gave and how he's on the campaign trail out there, just absolutely knocking it out of the park. But the biggest thing he did was give this Danang Dick name to Richard Blumenthal, who was one of the most corrupt, slimebag members of the Congress, of the Senate. He is famous and loved in Connecticut. Connecticut was a totally red state, super free market like Texas, but beautiful. You know, just gorgeous trees and mountains. I love Connecticut. Gorgeous. And just like Austin's a beautiful town. Collapsing California is now colonizing us, and they're doing the exact same crap they did in California. They're like locusts. They come to your area, they ruin it, and they try to kick you out of your own town, your own area. And so I was talking to Roger Stone today. He's like, look, Connecticut loves the fact that Danang Dick lied about his military service, was never in Vietnam, was in the military reserves, Army reserves. Nothing wrong with that. You know, Trump supports the military, likes the military, but he doesn't ever say he was in the military. And so he made some really, really good points I'm going to get to here in a moment. But then I'm going to get into Trump's remarkable week. Wow. And even CNN had to say President Donald Trump's winning streak. And I read this article. I couldn't believe it. Front page CNN yesterday. They admitted on the NAFTA deal, he did make it better. On the second Supreme Court nominee, who was a strict constructionist, just like he said he would do. And, of course, the economy, the best it's been since the early 1960s, the last big giant mega boom. I mean, he's already eclipsed Ronald Reagan. That's a fact. And he's bringing sovereignty back to the country. People go, oh, my gosh, you're supporting an establishment guy. He fired all the lobbyists. The establishment hates him. He'll hire a Goldman Sachs person to bring him in and say, I want you to get Goldman Sachs to invest more here than China. And I see the Democrat talking points on InfoWars.com in the comments. I see them constantly. It's, oh, Jones, you know what? It's incredible. You're supporting a skull and bones. I've got an article here in my stack. I'm going to get to it next hour. You support a skull and bones like Kavanaugh. And I went, Kavanaugh didn't go to Skull and Bones. I looked that up. Kavanaugh went to the only blue-collar secret society on Yale because he came from lower middle-class parents. They weren't rich and spent all their money on education for him. And it was mostly about drinking. It was just a normal fraternity. And even BuzzFeed said it was the lowest level for people seen as basically poor at Yale. It was kind of the outcast group that didn't want to be in secret societies and didn't like Skull and Bones. I'm not kidding. But see, I saw that talking point all over InfoWars.com. Oh, Jones is the new elect Trump 2020 headquarters, and Jones is really sold out. He supports us. Skull and Bones are like Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has a very conservative voting record. We barely saved the Second Amendment with D.C. versus Heller. He wants to control the borders. He'll back the president. Is he Barrett, who's even more conservative? No. Do I like it that he clerked? Was he assistant to George W. Bush? No. But we're defeating the Blue Bloods. We're taking power from them. What do you think happened in ancient Rome when your family became the most powerful in the patrician class? You married the daughters of your enemy you defeated. you and your brothers and your sons weren't selling out. You know, when Julius Caesar was marrying his enemy's, you know, wife or having his daughter married off to his enemy, Pompey, he wasn't doing it because he was selling out. He was doing it because he was taking over. So you people out there, look, I'm 1,000% Americana. I want my country back. I want an open, free society. I want capitalism. I want America. And I'm pushing for it, period. Everything I do is totally transparent. And I'm not even getting into this because I see that talking point out there. It's not even true. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the garbage. Trump's the opposite of somebody in a secret society. He doesn't join any of the clubs. He isn't part of the back-scratching groups. He isn't part of the good old boy operations, and that's why they hate his guts. He thinks he's smarter and better than all of them. And guess what? He is. You know, there's this big talking point out there about Trump and the creation myth of the billionaire businessman Donald Trump just imploded. And they released, probably because his former CFO has been turned by the government to, you know, say whatever so he doesn't get prosecuted for God knows what, like Trump's, you know, lawyer who's in trouble for not paying taxes. But what's that to do with Trump? Nothing. Trump had no stake in that taxi cab place. And so now they're saying, oh, my God, you know, Trump's dad began giving all the children thousands and thousands of dollars in company stake from the time they were born. Well, I'm not rich, but, I mean, every time I have one of my children born, I got four children. When they're born, I mean, the lion's share of money I've saved is in investment for them so that they have some type of future if the world doesn't end, so they can go to college. I mean, I'm in a very risky position, obviously. So my children have most of my savings. That is totally normal. So I read all these documents. I showed them to my dad. On Friday, I emailed them to my CPA, who's like a lawyer as well, one of the top guys in Texas. And he said, this is all 100% standard. I said, I thought so, because I'm not a rich guy like Trump or Fred Trump, his dad. But I said, you know, this is standard asset protection, but also estate planning, that if you're rich and you never know how long you're going to live and you own a whole bunch of stuff, if you die, you pay 50% back then, and I just changed it, in estate tax. And so you've got to start giving your money away. People always ask, why do rich people have all these spoiled, rotten trust fund kids? And it is a bad byproduct if you don't make them work. It's because that's what they set up like 80 years ago. They changed the law during the Great Depression where you could put money in trust for your kids. And so I read this, and it was totally standard. Totally. Oh, my God, it's illegal. Oh, gosh, it's so bad. Oh, he's in a lot of trouble. I didn't just believe it. I sent it to my CPA. He said, oh, yeah, I've already seen all that. Back when that was done, you know, in the last 40, 50 years, it's totally standard. It's even more aggressive now. And, of course, Trump's not a hypocrite. He said the death tax should be abolished. All right. I haven't even gotten into the winning yet. But the point is, he's been totally winning. It proves they're frauds. It proves they're the ones mismanaging. They claim Trump's this total moron. He wins out of nowhere the first time he runs for office. Now they claim it's called because of his daddy. His daddy's been dead a long time. Did his daddy win the election? Did his daddy turn the economy around? Did his daddy get all these peace deals going? No! Donald Trump!
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.